Most Honorable Sir Chen, President of Buddhist Association of China, Honorable Kim Cheung, respected members of the Sangha, and friends in the Dhamma. It gives me great pleasure to join you all here in this symposium on Theravada and Mahayana Buddhism along the Belt and Road organized by Pauline Monastery of Hong Kong under the leadership of Most Venerable Kin Cheo and Venerable Ching Ching. This symposium organized to celebrate two great occasions. The first one is the 20th anniversary of the return of Hong Kong to its motherland. And the second occasion, taking place this morning, is the 25th anniversary of the inaugural of the Big Buddha statue. 10 years ago, I was privileged to be invited to join the celebration of the 10th anniversary of Hong Kong return to mainland China by the late president of Hong Kong Buddhist Association, Most Venerable Wok Kwong. At that time, we from outside China and Hong Kong learned how Hong Kong lived together with mainland China under the policy called One Nation, One Country, Two Systems. One Country, Two Systems. Meaning that capitalists and socialists system can peacefully coexist under one country. I took it as a political innovation, and it's become very successful today when we return for the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong return to China. I believe that this policy of one country, two system contribute to Hong Kong growth and prosperity today. And the success story of Hong Kong nowadays become a testimony of Deng Xiaoping's famous statement. He said, I quote, "It doesn't matter whether a cat is white or black, as long as it catches mice." This is Hong Kong. Success comes from this fundamental idea of Deng Xiaoping. From the Buddhist standpoint, this is a pragmatic approach. It's a middle way, Majjhima Patibada. And this is the celebration of 20th anniversary of Hong Kong return to China. I personally have come across a new policy, another innovation, the Belt and Road Initiative. What does it mean? For us, and fortunately, we learn a lot from Most Venerable Sir Chen and the dignitaries in the opening ceremony and also during this keynote speech. First, I thought that this Belt and Road Initiative, which is proposed by your president, Xi Jinping, I thought it focused on economic development alone. The same misunderstanding that we have for ASEAN community. ASEAN community comprising of 10 countries, such as Thailand, and the country from Theravada Buddhism belong to. Usually we talk about ASEAN economic community. Actually, it is not just about economic development in that ASEAN community. There are three pillars of ASEAN community. Number one is about economic, ASEAN economic community. The second one is ASEAN political community. And the third one, ASEAN socio-cultural community. So from this platform, I heard of the Belt and Road Initiative related not only to economic growth, but also connecting people to people. It's about cultural exchange also. In this second aspect, it provides great opportunity for our Buddhist people from Theravada and Mahayana to be connecting with each other to the policy of Belt and Road Initiative. If your government help us to build infrastructure in such a way that shorten the distance between us, so it is easier for us to meet with each other. But somehow, I would say that this initiative is very properly proposed in accordance with one of the 36 strategies of the ancient wisdom of China. I myself consider it to be the strategy of borrowing a corpse to rhetoric the soul. You borrow the old ideas, the old concept, to inject the new meaning, the new purpose to the corpse. The corpse here, the dead body here, is Silk Road. We forgot it. 30 years ago, it was not possible to talk of traveling along the Silk Road. Why? Because one portion of the ancient Silk Road was in the territory of the Soviet Union. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, you have the new country like Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. Along the line of this country, I have been there. Samarkand, etc. Kazakhstan is a part of Silk Road. For possibility of the countries along the ancient Silk Road, you initiate this Belt and Road policy. But don't confine to the ancient meaning of road. In the policy of Belt and Road Initiative, better interpret the meaning of road in a modern way. What is the function of road? It is to connect people. It is to transport goods and people. that is for us to have new infrastructure for transportation. But somehow, I would like to add a new element to this infrastructure. When we talk of superhighway nowadays, we do not confine to railroad or link road or whatever it is, or even maritime shipping route. Superhighway for us is about information. We built the superconductor or the satellite for what purpose? For communication. Superhighways in this manner means not only the, for transportation, for road and trains, cars and trains, or airplane, but also how to build the superhighway like internet. So much that we can shorten the distance of our connecting with people to people, we are having a meeting right now and connecting to the whole world through internet, live telecast. But there is no equal development of superhighways in the countries along the Silk Road and the maritime route. So I request that we help each other to develop the infrastructure in information technology also. Inject the new spirit into our civil road and maritime road. In this manner, we can have a better channel of communication, and we can learn from each other. Theravada and Mahayana, when a Buddhist can have ample opportunity to exchange views and encouragement from each other. Not only through the publication of the books, right now we have we may have connection in terms of educational institution like MITE, MCU, and Hong Kong academic institution here. Not that we have to come here to teach you, or you have to go to Thailand to teach us. We can have a long telecommunication relationship, a long distance education. The problem here is that, what is the problem? In the past, we have the problem because we don't have innovation of technology. But right now, your government provided infrastructure for information technology. The question is, are we capable of getting the benefits from this opportunity or not? You have the superhighway built already. The problem is, you have cars or not? You have truck or not? That is the concrete railroad or the concrete roads. What about superhighway of information? We already have the stockpile of information ready to be understood by each other. Going beyond the barrier of language, ready to be translated into the language accessible by our friends. I want to learn more about Mahayana Buddhism through the language that understood by me, for example, English or Thai. Or we want our student or professor to come to China to learn Mahayana Buddhism in Chinese. So they have to study or learn your language. So cooperation between us to go beyond the barrier of language is very important. To get the benefit from Belt and Road Initiative, we must train our young generation to go beyond, to get over language barrier. Another thing is about attitude, to be open-minded, ready to respect views and way of life of our friend, not only in Theravada, Mahayana, or Vajrayana, but our religious followers, to be able to work together in peace, with the spirit of tolerance. When the world is shortened and ready to meet each other, we meet with each other in the spirit of metta, or compassion, karuna, and wisdom. So I always believe that with cooperation, we live in the age of modern technology. We do not have to face difficulty of journey made by Yuan Chang, Fa Hien, or Yi Jing in the ancient time. Right now, we can get the airplane, the ticket of airplane come to Hong Kong. We can go to China next year to participate in a World Buddhist Forum. It's easier. Why don't we take the opportunity to increase the frequency of connecting? Meet with each other more often. Open our mind to the different and similarities, the way that we have tried to do this with this book. We spent 7 years to invite scholars from 20 countries to get the main theme of the Tripitaka from Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. What will be the main topics similar in the three versions of Tripitaka? Pali, in Pali, Sanskrit, Chinese, and Tibetan. And with the common topics, we get the excerpts from the Tripitaka and support the translation of that portion into English, published in one volume, so that this kind of book can be distributed in the hotels in the whole world and encourage for translation. This takes 7 years to complete and would be inspiration of another project to come out of this Belt and Road Initiative. Thank you very much.